All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode of All Things Finex. I am your host, Finex Favors. I am super excited for this podcast segment. I really want to start, and this might be a whole new podcast by itself, but I had a class in school, of course, as you guys are aware of, and the class was called like podcasting or something. Media. And I had an idea to do a podcast on queer history, called Queer Story, actually. You know, like her story, his story, queer story. But that was so ill. But I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it as its own podcast. So I'm gonna test this out as a pilot and we'll see how this goes, how this works, if you guys like it or not. And yeah, so here we are. This is the podcast. So this was actually published in April 29 of 2015 and then updated June 14th, but it's something I keep hearing over and over again about how gay black men, and y'all know I am gay and black in the male, are doing so well in corporate America, and they're actually starting to outpace white men. And here's an article in the city that shows this from the Pacific Standard. So it reads, the high salary trifecta, gay, black, male. A new study suggests a surprising combination of factors could lead to the best pay. So shout out to Caddy Taborda. Sorry, I'm saying your name wrong. But anyway, let's read the article. It says, sociologists are quite familiar with the combination of marginalized identities that can lead to oppression, inequality, and double disadvantages. But can negative stereotypes actually have positive consequences? Child. Look, sorry, I look like I'm about to read her. Because can it really, is it really, if it's a stereotype, it's clearly negative. But let's see, maybe it can have some, you know, because there is that crab in a barrel mentality of like, or even that selectiveness of picking one group of people to be the who are traditionally oppressed, and then, you know, allowing them to not be as oppressed. And now, you know, so then you can look at other people like, well, they did it, you can do it too, they're gay, black, and men, so you should have no problem being, you know, successful. But I will continue to read. Financially, Juneteenth recently highlighted a study showing that gay black men may have better odds of landing a job and higher salaries than straight black male colleagues. Led by sociologist David Padula, The data comes from resumes and a job description evaluated by 2,231 white individuals selected in a national probability sample. The experiment asked them to suggest starting salaries for the positions and answer questions about the fictional prospective employee. To suggest race and sexual orientation, resumes included typical race names, either Brad Miller and Darnell Jackson, and listed participation in Gay Student Advisory Council half the time. Padula found that straight black men were more likely to be perceived as threatening as measured with answers as to whether the respondent thought the applicant was likely to break workplace rules, comma, or make female coworkers feel uncomfortable or steal from the workplace. Oh my God, wow. This is all very, first of all, triggering and also wild to make that they would assume, but it just kind of shows of like what people think, because they're all clearly thinking that straight black men will make female coworkers feel uncomfortable, as well as stealing from the workplace. And I will say, when I'm like with a girl and like she finds out I'm gay, it's definitely a total different energy. It's definitely a total different energy. She's definitely way more relaxed. You can see it. You can see the relaxation on her face and her calmness. And, or even if she thinks, because sometimes people think that I'm a girl, I'm guessing because of my voice. And I also have long hair. And I have no facial hair. And obviously we're in the panorama. So I have a mask on my face. So I can see how they also got there as well. So when even when I think that I'm a girl, they're just like so much more calm and relaxed around whatever it is, my feminine energy, whether it's me being a gay man or them even thinking that I'm a woman. It's, you know, they're way more relaxed, which I find very fascinating. Because I'm still the same size. I'm still the same. Because I'm like 6 foot tall, like 300 pounds. So I'm still a big person. So I can see how that could be intimidating. But also, like, you know, I don't know. But it is interesting because here we see that it says Gay Student Advisory Council at the time, which I find fascinating. So if you really want a job and you gay, you got to put that you're a gay student. That, it's so interesting how that one thing would, like, shift stuff, you know. But anyway, let's continue on. Perhaps not surprisingly, the combination of being Black, gay, and a male attracted the higher salaries. So not only are you more likely to get a job as a gay Black man, but you're also probably going to get the highest salary. Gay Black men were considered the most valuable employee overall. Straight white men were offered slightly lower salaries, and gay white men and straight Black men were offered lower salaries still. So they're saying that gay Black men were considered the most valuable employee out of straight white men who, you know, we already know, get a dollar, you know, whatever, compared to the 64 cents that Black women get and the 70 cents that white women get, right? So I find that fascinating that not only do gay Black men get have a better chance of getting employed, but also have a better chance of getting the highest salary in the company. Purdue's findings have sparked a conversation among scholars and journalists about the complexity of stereotypes surrounding Black masculinity, masculinities, and sexualities. Organizational behavior researcher and Huffington Post contributor John Fitzgerald Gates also weighed in on the findings, arguing that the effeminate stereotypes of homosexuality may be counteracting the traditional stereotypes of a dangerous and threatening Black heterosexual masculinity. I find that fascinating. And I also think it's true. I also think it's true because I have definitely have talked to other like Black actors, Black people in entertainment about their different experiences. And I have, let's just be honest, I have never had some of the experience that they have had when they talk about it. And you're not really sure why, because at first I was like, oh, that's so weird. That's so interesting, even with different people. And I will also say, I know y'all can't see me right now because this is a podcast, but y'all know I'm like very dark skinned as well. So I think that there's another fact of people not even thinking that I'm African American. A lot of people just think that I'm like African, which is technically true, but I'm still, you know, somewhat from here. I still have like indigenous blood in me. So a lot of times people actually don't even think of me as being, like, people will ask me like, oh, where are you from? Like, you know, shocked that I'm just like, oh, you know, from, not, I don't want to say they're shocked. They're just like, oh, okay. Because I feel like my voice gives it away as well. But people do assume that I'm not, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't come across as a typical African-American in terms of my looks because I look African, basically. So I also think that has something to do with it as well, but as well as, you know, being more feminine and even, you know, having more like stereotypical of what like a gay man, you know, the gay man stereotype that is. Not always true, because I know a lot of gay men who are very mask and very DL, child, the D. See, it's, and that's another thing that we can braze over, because I feel like the gay whites have their different, like, they have their twinks, they have their bears, they have their different things where, like, we don't really have that, because it's either you're gay or DL, like, low-key. And so I really wish that we, you know, hopefully in the future, like, more of the more masculine Black gay men will come out and we can have more of a diversity. But what do you guys think? I definitely want to know your thoughts. Do you guys believe that this is true? We can look this chart real quick about how salary recommendations for straight white 38,000. Well, this is very low, but maybe this is in like a lower area. Gay whites, 33,000. Straight blacks, 35,000. Gay blacks, 41,000. So that is literally such a difference between straight whites and gay blacks are first, straight whites are second, and that's still like over $3,000, you know? So that is so crazy when you think about it, as a salary. And then even with their perceived femininity, obviously the gay blacks got the highest score at 4.29, yeah. Which is a little bit higher than 4.05 of the gay whites. So for the threatening, which I actually find fascinating that people find, well, actually I don't, because I actually can see why they find, can find gay whites more threatening in terms of like, you know, still having that masculine factor and having white privilege, of course. So I can actually see that. But the fact that gay black men has a negative 0.31 score of threatening factor is so fascinating to me, truly. But anyway, let you guys let me know what you think in the comments. And yeah, have a good day.